is KAYT, Gina Alexandria. No need to worry. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
He's getting ready to give you revelation, confirmation, and validation. Squeeze your neighbor's hand and say, she's talking to me. Yeah, because somewhere between this week and next week, God's going to reveal some things to you. And then not only that, but he's going to confirm some things that you have been praying about 5 years ago. I said he's getting ready to confirm some things. That means he's getting ready to bring it as a reality that something good is about to happen to me. I've been waiting for it. Some of you have been saying, Lord, when is it going to happen to me? Well, look at somebody and say, bam, bam, thank you, ma'am. It's my time and I feel it coming. Yes! It's getting ready to happen. And for those of you that people have never respected who you are, they've always looked over you, they always said you didn't have enough qualifications. They said you wasn't ready. You didn't go to school, but look at your neighbor and say, it's not about the paper today. God's going to validate you if he's got to create a job for you. Y'all didn't catch what I just said. Just look down your row and say, God's going to bring validation in the next 2 weeks. I feel it. I feel it. Like a raise is about to happen. A promotion is about to come. And God's going to show up. He's going to show out. Get that neighbor's hand. Get that neighbor's hand and squeeze that neighbor's hand and tell him, say, I'm looking for God to do it for me. While you got that hand, it's imperative that you understand that we have all gone through something or we are going through something right now. And the Bible says that any two touch and agree asking anything, it shall be done. Whatever it is, whatever it is, whatever you left home, whatever you got in your mind right now. Some of you have been to the doctor. You're saying, doctor, now what are you going to say now? And God's already got an answer for you. God is getting ready to bring healing in this house. The day is over when the devil is attacking the people of God. Aren't you tired of the devil attacking your house, your body, your finances? And I'm here to tell you that if you touch and agree and believe God and say, God, I'm believing you for a miracle, he's going to do it. Do y'all believe that tonight? I just need you to open your mouth and say, God, I stand here tonight. My neighbor's with me. And I need you to work a miracle for me. We're touching and we're agreeing and believing God for miracles that are coming to me. Now, if you really believe it, let the hand go and go for yourself and give God a praise. But won't wait. You got to open your mouth. You got to open your mouth. That's the only way he knows that you really want to receive what he's going to do for you. Come on, healing is here. Deliverance is here. God's making a way where there is no way. God is touching your family. He's healing your body. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Let me just say this to you. That you're not here by happenstance. You're here by divine appointment. And God told me to tell you that everything that the devil has stolen from you in the last 3 years, oh, God's getting ready to confirm some stuff. He's getting ready to give it all back. Now I'm only talking to people that can talk back to me. You know, it's rude to be in a conversation and you got one person talking the whole time. Look at your neighbor and say, you ought to say something every now and then. If you know he a healer, you shouldn't stand there. You should say something. If you know he's a way maker, you shouldn't stand there. You should say something. If you know he's a friend when ain't nobody around, you shouldn't stand there. You should say something. If you know that God is a baker, you shouldn't stand there. You should tell him thank you. Oh, come on, clap your hands and give him praise in you. Hallelujah. I'm going to move quickly. I'm going to move quickly. I'm just so thankful to be here. There's a little song that you can take a load off your feet. Take a load off your feet. There's a little song that I've been singing quite lately. And I don't know if y'all need God to bless your house or not. Just pass it down your row and say, I need God to go to my house, my house, my house. If you call your address out, he'll show up right now. Call it out right now. Don't be ashamed. Can't nobody hear what you're saying. Call your address out because God's getting ready to send a check in the mail. Call your address out. God's getting ready to pay some bills off. Call your address out. God's getting ready to move you from there to somewhere else. Call your address out. Now, I've got some people in here that's really looking for a miracle. But then you've got some people that's sitting around you ain't said nothing since they've been in here. I just want you to just stand up and tell everybody, say, if you're going to sit around me, you're going to have to say something. Because the Bible says make a joyful noise. You're going to have to say something. Because it was the Lord that did it. It was the Lord that brought you up and out. It was the Lord that's doing what he's doing right now as we speak. Give somebody a high five and say, I got a feeling that things are about to change. Things are about to change. About to change. Things are about to change. You know, ladies, we don't even like the same hairstyle. You got to change up. Y'all ain't hearing me. And it's okay to go from long to short and from short to long. Look at your neighbor and say, it's okay now. It's okay. You can go from black to red. I don't hear nobody in here. Because we like change. Change is good. You know why change is good? It's because you would rather be here than to go to take your cell phone. You take your cell phone out and get a call right now than to go to a pay phone. Y'all will get that when you get home. Change is good. And we don't even like the carpet down too long, ladies, do we? Yeah, we don't even like the furniture in the same place too long. Got to move it around because change is good. Change is good because we don't have to worry about typewriters no more. It's computers. Change is good. Tell your neighbor, say, that's what God is doing. He's bringing some changes to make it easy on you. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. You'd rather have a push button than to manually do it. Change is good. And I'm here to tell you that God is on his way to your house and he's about to make some changes. Make some changes, take you out of one place and put you into another. Take you from your apartment and put you in a condo. There is a difference. Take you out of one house and put you in a bigger one because you got more stuff coming. Y'all ain't talking to me. Some of y'all ain't going there because you ain't saying nothing. Yeah. God is about to make some changes. And look at your neighbor and say, you got to get ready for the changes. Because it's just going to make things easier for you. Broken. Hearted. Misused. And abused. I've shed some tears. Joy and pain. I've been through the fire and the rain. You see, I am facing trials that I've never been in, but I'm hanging on to every word you say. Here in the Bible, that I've read, I put my hope in you, trusting that you're gonna see me through, believing that faith is the only way. Lord, bless my house as I bless you. Lord, bless my house as I bless you. Here I stand with outstretched hands, crying out to you, Lord. I need a divine refreshing. I'm empty, Lord. I've got nothing else to give. Faith in you, I hear, I vow to be in your will. I put my hope, anybody put your hope in him, trusting that you're gonna see me through. Anybody need God to see you through? Praying, Lord, by faith that everything will change. Lord, bless my house as I bless you. Lord, bless my house as I bless you. This is what's been happening for so many years now. I've been preaching and praying, telling the world about your goodness and your saving grace. I've seen you do miracles time and time again. And I pray to you, Father, I need a helping hand. Lord, bless my house as I bless you. Can y'all help me sing it? Yes, I do. I need you. Come on, Jesus. Lord, bless my house. Yeah, yes. Uh-huh. I need God to do it for me. Bless my house. Yes, I need God to wake away, Lord, yeah. Yes, I want to, yes. Come on, if you need him, just wave your hand and say, Lord, bless my heart. Yes, I, as I am, while I'm sitting in your house, I need you to go to my house, yeah. I need you, God, to work a miracle. Yeah, yeah, as I. Yeah. Bless my house. Yes. Come on, y'all. Lord, bless my house as I bless you. Come on, put them hands together and give God some praise for your house. I don't know about you, but I need God to go to my house while I'm here at X. I need God to go to my house. Well, 32 years. Congratulations, X. 32 years. Y'all excited enough for me. How many of you all can say that within the 32 years you found Jesus? How many of you can say that within the 32 years you've been preached to and you're still here? How many of you can really say that within the 32 years God did something miraculously in your life and you have never been the same again? That's a good place to stand on your feet and tell God, I thank you. I don't know where I would have been if God hadn't done it within the 32 years. Just look at somebody and say, I am a miracle. I just don't have time to tell you everything he's done, but he's been good to me within the 32 years, and I'm glad about it. 32 years of celebrating church anniversary. It's amazing to see that God would give you a leader that would take you forward. And God has given you a leader that has a little bit of Moses and Joshua in him. And I tell you, he's taking you, the people, to the destined place that God has planned for you. How many of you know that destiny is calling you? Yeah, and some great things are getting ready to happen. But I stopped by here tonight just to tell you that God wants to encourage you to keep hanging on and not give up, not throw in the towel, but be a good soldier. And so we go to the scripture, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. Through four, familiar passage of scripture. Y'all pray with me. I won't be long. If you pray with me, I'm going to be too long. If you don't pray with me, I'm going to be too long. So pray with me. Will you do that? 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, it says, therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Jesus Christ. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to be faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Thou, therefore, endure hardness. Endure hardness. I know you don't feel like this right now, but this is going to happen during your journey to destiny. You've got to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life. In other words, you chose to live for God and not dib and dab in the world. Cannot afford even now and today. Some of us is too old to go back out there now. So let it alone so you can stay safe. Some people that you've been hanging around, leave them alone so they won't pull you back in. Some phone calls you got to decline so they won't pull you back in here. Some of y'all ain't saying nothing. I'm going to think you're guilty. You need to say something. Just got to be careful. This journey that you're on, God is looking for good souls. Soldiers that will not compromise to be recognized. Soldiers that will stand strong and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it was for him he died, for you and I, that we might have life and have it how? More abundantly. You got that abundant life? So look at your neighbor and say, leave the world alone. No man that warreth entangleth himself in the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. I have fought a good fight. 2 Timothy 4:7. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Why don't you just tell your neighbor, say, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Close your Bible. Grab a neighbor by the hand and look them right dead in the eye. They may owe you some money. This is a good time to get it. When you gonna pay me my money back? You just loaned it from me. You loaned it. I loaned it to you last week. You ain't paid me back yet. This is. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, say, I can't quit if I wanted to. I'll let the hand go and get somebody else's hand and tell them, say, neighbor, I can't quit if I wanted to. That's what I want to talk about to the church tonight, is that so many times we've all been there. Yes, I've been in church all my life. There have been many times I wanted to quit. Testing, can y'all hear me? Y'all did too. But because of the word that was inside of you and what God has done for you, you could not turn your back on him. You ought to thank God that you're still here. Times that I wanted to walk away from the church, but then I had to ask myself, well, if I walk away, then I won't have God on my side. If I walk away, then all of the things that he gave to me, then I won't have anything to reflect on. If I walk away, then I'll be really, really walking out on God. Found out it's better to stay. What would a man, what would it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Saints of God, I made a decision that I would rather fight than to switch. I made a decision that I would hold on to the horns of the altar and cry day and night and say, Lord, help me get through this day, because every day is not always sunshine. You're going to have some rain and some clouds in the sky, but you do understand that when you look to the hill from which cometh your help comes from, you ain't saying nothing, he looking at you. I said, your help comes from. Some of y'all ain't saying nothing. He looking at you. I said, your help comes from who? The Lord. Where would I have been if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, who bagged me up when I was not even fit to live and not even ready to die? It was God that reached way down and picked me up out of the gutter and pushed me in a place where he needed me to be and told me to stand up, look up, and give up. Your life is in my hands now. Aren't you glad that your life is in God's hands? Used to be a time when you couldn't sleep at night because you didn't know who was going to be knocking at your door. Talking about those of y'all before you got saved. It used to be a time when you could hang out all night long and you wasn't even scared. It used to be a time when you would just hang out and you would hang out in the clubs and you would dance all night long. But now it seems like our steps have gotten a little slower. Look at your neighbor and say, you tell your age if you don't keep on moving. Yeah. That's the reason why y'all see me walk up here without a cane. Because I'm making sure that I don't become dependent on that cane. Y'all ain't hearing me. Yeah, I'm talking about Dorinda. I ain't talking about y'all out here. But I know what I can do. And I know what the enemy wants me to do. I'm here to tell you there's three things that I told God that even through this process of me going through this surgery, I said, Lord, I don't want to be dependent on three things, the wheelchair, the walker, and the cane. I said, because in reality, they're only temporary. You only use them for temporary purposes. And I told God that if God, if you would heal me and I do all the therapy you need me to do, I said, if you just heal me completely, I'll do what you need me to do. Well, beloveds, we stopped by here in California to let you know that there are many of us in this room says that either seek or perish or survive, I'm going to live for God. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to give out. I'm not going to give in. You know why? Because I've invested too much of my time in this thing called church. I put too much of my money in this thing called church. I developed too many relationships in this thing called church. I've gotten some great opportunities in this. I've accumulated so much favor in this thing called church. I've reached the place now in God where the enemy wants me to throw up my hands, but I can't because I'm always a winner. And though he did it before, and guess what? He's going to do it again. The interesting thing about not quitting and knowing who you are in God and whose you are is that the thing that the enemy wants to do is confuse your mind. When you have problems come your way and it seems like you don't know how to get through it, get around it, get over it. But God allows problems to come to show you who he is. He don't want you to maximize on the problem. He wants you to give it to him. He knows it's there, but it's a good thing to tell him, hey, God, what is this? And how many of y'all know God will say, well, I got it there for a reason? Because the Bible says that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. And I believe you love him that much. That's why you're here tonight. And you're saying to me that you can't quit because of the things that God has already done for you. Who am I talking?